This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellams.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us, Jody Beznoska, who's Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, Kyle.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Well, thank you. I missed doing this. Happy Pi Day, by the way.
Oh, like the 3.14 day.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I just watched Life of Pi the night before last.
Yeah.
Well, I remember a couple weeks ago it was International Pi, P-I-E,
right.
Day, and I missed
right.
getting pie, so people told me I could have some today.
There you go.
So I'll have to go find some. Nice.
Walton Arts Center doesn't have anything to the public today, do they?
Yes, actually we do. Today is
Galway. Galway.
Yes.
James Galway. Sir James Galway,
Sir
who I
James
talked to.
Galway.
Yes.
What was he like?
He was so charming and so approachable and so, I hate to say normal, but he could have talked longer, you know.
Cool. Yes, he performs tonight, 7 o'clock. He performs with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They're performing their flute legacy tour. They'll be doing Irish jigs. They'll be doing Debussy. They'll be doing all kinds of...
Some Mancini.
Yep.
I mean, it reflects his career from very serious classical to pop.
To pop and fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 2 days away from St. Patrick's Day, so I happen to know there will be Irish-themed beverages and decor in our lobby.
Wonderful.
So it'll be a nice night.
And you're wearing green.
I am wearing green.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
It wasn't on purpose, but I am doing it. So.
So Sir James Galway.
Sir James Galway and Lady Jean Galway tonight, 7 o'clock. Then tomorrow night, the 15th, we have One Night of Queen.
Right.
And that, as far as I know, is, if not completely at capacity, almost there. So you might have to get on a waiting list for that one. But that's an 8 o'clock show tomorrow night.
So tonight a night, tomorrow night a queen.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday a harmonica player.
Okay.
Kind of broke the metaphor
right.
there. Sorry. But no, the Grégoire Marais Quartet is playing on Saturday, 2 performances, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And he is an incredible jazz harmonica player. So neat to think we're going to, that's just going to be a cool sound.
And I know that, I don't know if he'll do at his shows this weekend, but I know he has, you know, channeled Stevie Wonder before and recorded some Stevie Wonder songs.
Oh, wow. Well, we don't know what he's going to do, but it should be a fun evening. That's in Star Theater, so that's in the smaller club, so it's a little more intimate, a little more like a jazz club. I did want to mention that the Community Creative Center, which is one of our resident companies, they have all kinds of classes going on right now that you can go to our website and it'll take you off to their site and look at their whole lineup of arts classes for kids and adults. So you should check that out if you feel like getting creative.
Okay.
Let's see. And then next week is spring break, so we don't have much in the way of programming. In fact, most of us will be getting caught up on work in the office next week.
Good.
And then the following week becomes busy. On the 27th, we have the TEDx Fayetteville event, which we were just talking about. As far as I know, that is sold out, so we're taking a waiting list for that. That's a all-day event, more like a conference than a concert.
And that's in Baumwalker?
No, that's actually in Star Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And eventually, If you didn't get a ticket, you will be able to see the TEDx talks online.
One of the great things about any TED program is that all the talks are recorded and produced and edited very professionally, and they're well done, and then they're put up on the web on YouTube, and anyone can view them. So it'll be great. That's the 27th. That's a Wednesday. On the Thursday, the 28th, Garrison Keillor will be here.
And that is close to being sold out
as
well.
It is very close to that, yep. You might have a wait list for that one, too. And for anybody who wants to know, waiting list works like this. You can come down to the box office about an hour prior to the show, put your name on the list, and if tickets come available or they get turned back or for some reason, you know, the holds that we have get released, then you're able to get in and off you go. And our box office is really good at trying to get people in. So that's Thursday the 28th, the 7 o'clock show. On, I think it's Saturday the 30th, we have Circa, which is the next show in our 10x10 series.
The penultimate show of this year's 10x10.
Mm-hmm, correct. A modern dance circus kind of show, more modern dance than circus, I think. But tickets are flying for that one as well, so don't wait if you really want to see that. And the great thing about 10x10 is that they're $10 tickets, and there's a pre-show creative conversation and a post-show party, and it's generally a really good time.
It is.
So that is March. Let's look ahead into April really quick. Of course, we're going to talk about Anything Goes. Before we get to Anything Goes, let's talk about Popovich Comedy Pet Theater. That's the first show in our sort of little mini Arts for Animals campaign that we're working on. And there's a really cool campaign that we're running right now in partnership with the Humane Society, where if you purchase a ticket to any of our animal-themed shows coming up in the next couple months, we will donate $1 per ticket to the Humane Society, up to $2,000. So that's a chance to get that organization, you know, a couple grand, which is really cool.
And you have a ton of animal-related shows coming up.
I don't know why we suddenly wound up with all these animals, but we have them. So we start with the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, which is the 6th of April, two performances. And this is I think the best way to describe this guy is he's a clown, but he's not that scary clown that everybody, you know, freaks out about. Right. He does circus work, he does clown work, but he does them with rescue pets of all kinds. Geese, rabbits, cats, dogs, all of them. And I watched a video the other day, and it was just the cutest thing I've ever seen. You know, these cats are, like, walking on high wires, and the dogs are jumping through hoops, and it's really – and balancing. Like, he's standing on a chair, on a ladder, on a basketball, balancing a cat on his hand, you know. And it's just really, really cute. So that's the 6th of April. And then Anything Goes from the 9th through the 14th of April. 7 shows of Anything Goes. And that's the Cole Porter, the big, beautiful Cole Porter musical.
Classic.
Yeah. And it's got some of the best tap dancing you will see ever. And then also yesterday, some of you may have seen this on social media, but we have announced our Artisphere Festival
How
lineup.
How did I miss that?
Well, it was a little quiet. We haven't sent out a big, massive email yet or anything like that. A lot of this has been on sale already, but this was the big announcement. This was the whole lineup, and it is awesome. It's really busy. Jack Hanna is our first real show for that, but we'll have programming up at the Bentonville First Friday. We will have the Trail Mix concert tour. We'll be back this year, be doing it a little bit differently than we've done it in the past. Trail Mix has been out at Lake Fayetteville for the past, I think it's three years. This year it's going to be downtown on the Frisco Trail.
That is different.
And then later, it's on the Crystal Bridges
Trail. And
then
on the Crystal Bridges
Trail. Same day.
Same day. So it's sort of Trail Mix starts in Fayetteville and continues on into Bentonville in one day.
With different bands?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, different bands. A wide variety of them, yeah.
And it's the same day as Spring Fest in Fayetteville, the Rejuvenated Spring Fest.
Yep.
Big day.
That's the 4th, I believe, of May, which is a Saturday. And that's sort of our first big hurrah weekend for Artisphere. And, of course, the Artisphere Festival Orchestra will be back in June this year with some really exciting stuff going on that I think maybe we'll just tease that now and talk about that.
You'll hear much more about it.
Yeah, this is a big year for that. So all kinds of things going on.
And you'll be back spring break, right? You'll still be here.
I will be here.
Okay, and we'll talk more about Artisphere then.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
People can find out more?
Yes, at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call 443-5600, or you can visit the box office, or you can go to artisphere festival.org, which is the new website that we also just launched a couple days ago.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you,
Jody. Jody Besnoska is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.